Previously on Amazing Starts Here.
What was cool, actually, I went to the Rio Olympics.
I introduced you to Ailey Gibson.
And there was honestly every athlete of every different shape and size.
A previously National Lottery funded elite athlete.
I just wish young girls could go and see that, like, literally does not matter what your body type is, there's a sport out there for you.
And founder of Slalom Inspires, which is a charity all about empowering girls to experience the magic of sports and canoe slalom by breaking down barriers for women in sport.
I just thought it was going to be this one event, and it ended up being like this absolute magical atmosphere. And from the girls, the volunteers, the parents, it was like really clear that this is something that needed to be continued.
From what we covered in part one, you'll have a good idea of what kind of barriers women are facing there.
Sometimes you turn up to a river and there's no changing rooms. So when you're a young girl and you're on your period and you might not be using tampons yet, how do you get changed outside by a car when you've got a pad?
The Slalom Inspires origin story started when Ailey experienced the shoulder injury we talked about in part one. It was a rough time for her. Sometimes she would sit and think about whether the day would come where she wouldn't feel the pain anymore. It was also the time when she was planning to qualify for the Olympics.
That was 2018, and I kind of recovered from that, got back, did all the rehab, got back paddling again, and we started selection for Tokyo at the start of 2019, so it was like super early. I'd only been back paddling on the white water for a couple of months. Three people went through in the first selection, then at the end of the year, one person was selected. Only one person goes per category, so it's like crazy competitive. And I came fourth at that first selection, so I wasn't able to go further.
So like one place away from going on to the next
stage. Right. Yeah, exactly. And then my shoulder still wasn't fixed. I had to have like a surgery and another knee surgery as well that year. So it was all a big mess, really. This kind of battle, which was like 2 years with my shoulder, was, I don't know, certainly hindered my chances.
And what was it in you that stopped you from focusing on the disappointment and instead creating Slalom Inspires? Because I think if I was in that position, I'd be like, oh, sort of doom and gloom. So how did you refocus your energy on something more positive?
The first year, it was much easier because it was the first time I'd had such a big injury. I'd felt really supported through the British programme and everything. And so I felt like I could direct my energy to Slalom Inspires. The next year, after I just missed out on Olympic selection, I was still in a lot of shoulder pain. I knew that I was going to have a surgery. Mm-hmm. It was definitely not easy. And I was really angry, actually. I was angry at canoeing for making me hurt so much, like physically and mentally. Having Slalom Inspires saved my relationship with sport a little bit. I talked to Etienne Stott, who won a gold medal at the London Olympics. And he said to me, well, is Slalom Inspires about just... do you tell all your girls that going to the Olympics is the only thing that matters in sport? And I was like, well, of course not. It's about like the friendships you make, the confidence you build, getting to travel the world. And he was like, well, maybe you have to kind of take some of that advice for yourself. I didn't necessarily feel very like grateful when he said that, but
how dare you tell me to take a leaf out of my own book.
Yeah, exactly. But he was so right, and I think because I could have something really positive through Slalom Inspires, and even though my canoeing wasn't going well, I could go and be at an event and the girls looked up to me and I could see how much canoeing meant to them and that I'd created this. That was everything. That's what kept me in it, really.
Injuries like Ailey's are super common in the sports world. Ailey's met a lot of athletes who've had career-ending injuries that were even worse than hers. She's also sat on a lot of panels where people like to talk about the changes that they would make in the industry. And she quickly realized that they were all talk and no action. And it was time for some action, baby. So she went from an elite athlete to event planner. But she didn't clock how much work was involved when it came to running an event.
Things that I hadn't even considered, like risk assessments and safeguarding. I was really grateful to have had a lot of help from people. Then when we put it out publicly and we put it on social media and people started signing up, I was like, oh, okay, like this actually has to happen now. Like people have put it in their diaries. So it was exciting. It was more than I could have possibly imagined. And I don't know if I would have done it had I known that. All the girls got like a Slalom Inspires t-shirt when they arrived. They all went up at the white water course and we have this like big meeting room. I'd been like doing jobs and stuff as people had been arriving, and then I like came into the meeting room like at the back and had to like walk up the middle in front of everyone, and there was like 90 people there.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my goodness, what have I done? But it was cool. It was really exciting.
About like a really nice sense of achievement though as well. Like, look at what I've done.
Yeah, it's like really changed my life and changed who I am. I think it showed me that sport's much more than medals. Being an elite athlete, I wanted to be the best and I was trying my very hardest to win the medals and to be their best, but chatting to the girls and hearing how much sport means to them and girls with mental health struggles, canoeing is this like escape for them or so many different things, you realise that sport is way, way bigger than who won silver at the Under 23 World Championships. It doesn't really matter. What it gives you for your whole life is so much more.
Ailey's saying things that I just love the sound of. I love sports because there's just a massive sense of community. Even on a basic level, you know that staying fit is good for you. You don't have to be the best. You just have to take part, really. There's a side of sports that we usually see in American high school movies. The All-American Jock. You know the one that usually has the sports scholarship and isn't really into studying? They're usually wearing the bomber jackets, doing a jock walk down the halls. Their confidence is sky high, and they usually have an attitude problem. When I think of an athlete being a jock, I think of super tunnel vision and hyper focus. But Ailey wasn't like that at all in school.
I was quite academic at school, so I was always like wanted that balance between sport and like I knew that I could go to uni, so I really wanted to try and do that as like I didn't want to waste like my hard work. I'm like basically a bit of a perfectionist, which is can be like really great and can be like such a nightmare that I just can't escape. So I just, anything that I put my mind to, I just wanted to do the absolute best I could.
Yeah, because I'm a perfectionist as well, but I'm the opposite. I actually won't do anything if I'm not perfect at it.
Ah, okay.
So
I get that on it. I get that with art. Yeah. Like I just can't do anything like that. I think like you definitely see athletes that are very kind of egotistical.
Jockey.
Yeah. Ourselves basically, and I think like being an athlete is very selfish, so that's like an excuse. And I think I was maybe on kind of the other end of the spectrum where I needed like a bit more self-belief, and that was like a massive barrier for me. But I struggled with like, I felt like when I was at uni, I was doing uni like for me, and I was doing canoeing for me, and there was like a much wider world and much bigger things than like being fast around a canoeing course and people that are like genuinely like struggling to survive, let alone like wanting to be good at canoeing. So it felt like a very selfish place. And I think my mum particularly, but both my parents give a lot to people, and I wanted to do that, but was also like totally saturated with like uni and canoeing. So I think slalom and spars has been like a way that I can channel that like side of me that I think is like such a big value of mine of like giving back.
Even though my thoughts on slalom canoeing are that it should be an extreme sport, Ailey thinks it's more of a niche one. She actually described it as an odd sport.
I mean, it's a bit odd, let's be honest. We're like in boats paddling around on a river.
But I mean, I didn't realise that you weren't kneeling.
Yeah.
Like that.
That ruins your knees. I wish it was like a more popular sport though, because I mean, I appreciate that there are like so many barriers to it, but I feel like there's very few sports that are like, training is like ridiculously fun. You're like outdoors, you're challenging yourself in so many different ways. But also like the slalom community is like so, so lovely. And I find that in comparison to swimming, like I made friends immediately, and most of my friends for life are from canoeing.
What kind of barriers do you think there are?
It's a very white sport. There's very few people of colour in canoeing, and there's also, I don't think there's enough being done to increase accessibility for canoeing to different communities. Like it is very middle class as well, because it is unfortunately an expensive sport. Like boats cost money, travelling all over the country costs money. Basically, canoeing has shaped and changed my life and has made me who I am, and I just want more people to get those opportunities. And I think more needs to be done to increase accessibility for different people.
Because I don't even think I would have thought about that as a sport.
Yeah.
And I do quite a lot of different sports. I just have to Google it and hope for the best. Hope that there's something near me where I can it out.
Exactly. And I feel like perhaps if there was like programs or projects that were aimed at like getting young girls into canoeing, or people from different communities, or from people from even different areas, like inner cities, we could just make it, get more people to share the joy of canoeing or get the life changing.
I would love to give slalom canoeing a go.
Maybe I should try and find the place where Ailey's parents met when they were canoeing in London. Ailey's got a book from a slalom inspired event that says, "You know who you are" on the front. Which is funny because sometimes it really feels like you don't really know who you are. Sometimes your mind just goes off into random directions and it does its own thing completely. And when that kind of stuff happens, Ailey writes in that book. And when I say she writes, I mean she writes loads and loads of stuff. Sometimes she writes poems. She doesn't think she's good at writing poems, but she does it anyway.
I think a lot of the time it was like when I was in a lot of physical pain from my injury, I was like writing that down and wrote some stuff to my future self, like, oh, well, one day, like, it's not going to be sore when you turn over and lie on your right-hand side in bed. And then it's also been really nice having come off the end of that injury that I've like written stuff back to myself of, yeah, like, I wish you could know now that I am pain-free. And so, yeah, I think it's just trying to unscramble lots of nonsense going on in my head. Actually, really recently, I was like going back through and just to kind of see, I know, I guess it's easy when you're in like a better mental space to like forget how bad it had been. So I was going back and I saw I'd like written, "Why are you holding yourself hostage to a dream that you made when you were 8, which was about going to the Olympics. I made that dream when I was 8. When I wrote it, like, I didn't really think much of it, but like reading it back, it was just like a big kind of light bulb moment where I was like, you know, you can change your dreams. And even if you don't achieve something, it's okay that you worked really hard and you dedicate so much of your life to that, because I would go back and I would do that all again, even if I weren't to achieve it, because it's put me to where I am today. I know, it was really like, oh yeah, you can, it's okay. Like, I gave myself permission, I think, to change my dreams.
How many of us hold ourselves hostage to the dreams we committed to when we were kids? I know we can all say it's okay not to be okay with our chest, but it's about time we started saying it's okay to not stay the same. You can change, you can evolve, you can grow. And for some reason, journaling just helps you realize what needs to change. I journal every day. I write down everything that's in my head and just offload. If I don't write it down, I'll just be overthinking and staring at the ceiling. It's really good to do it before bed, because then it just gets everything on the paper and you're done with it and you can go to sleep. You can have a nice restful sleep and I'll think about what I wrote in the morning. So one time I remember thinking I was having the worst day of my life, and I sat down and I wrote about it. I looked back at what I wrote about a week later and I literally burst out laughing. I was being so dramatic, it was wild.
Because when you're like inside your head, you just like see the world from the like what you're thinking about that time. And then when you go back to it, you're like, oh yeah.
It's as if the world is ending at some times. And it's like, no, you had one bad day and you need to calm down.
Yeah.
And then you're better equipped when it happens the 100%. Next time. You're like, okay, I'll write it down, but I know that I'm actually going to be fine.
Yeah, it's like a bit of perspective. Also, I think it works the other way, where like you can look back and be like, oh yeah, I'm really proud of myself. Like, that was actually really rubbish.
Yeah.
So you're like, oh yeah, I'm really proud of myself because I've overcome that.
And I think we're really bad at like reflecting on things or looking back at achievements. You just keep going and going, you keep working, and you never just go, right, okay, I'm going to have a read back of what I've gone through.
100%.
And then
you
think, God, I'm actually quite cool. Like, I've done loads of things. Right, and going back to, I know you said your dream when you were 8 was being at the Olympics.
Yeah.
Do you still want to take part in the Olympics?
This is weird, like, saying out loud, but I've decided, like, in the last few months to move on from being an athlete. And so I guess part of that is, no, I won't ever go to the Olympics. I mean, I would love to still, but I'm not, that dream's not big enough to, I don't want it enough, basically, to keep being an athlete. Mm-hmm. And I'm much more excited about other things now, which is cool.
And that's what life is about, really, I think. I think you just got to do what makes you happy.
100%.
When you came to the decision that you didn't want to try for the Olympics anymore, how hard was it? Had you already got to that point where you realised, like, actually, I want to do more for others now? I don't want to be super selfish.
I felt like when I've been paddling and doing slalom inspires, like, being able to kind of give back through that has, like, allowed me to carry on. Like, I felt like a much better balance. And I don't think that was necessarily like the main reason that I've stopped canoeing. But so like the last 6 months have been pretty like bad from a mental health point of view. Like, I've I struggled with mental health when I was younger and kind of relapsed into some depression at the end of last year, and I've been back on like antidepressants, which also seeked help for that. And I was really, really grateful to get help from through our British programs. I was able to access help, which I know is also a privilege. Not everyone has that. It was like kind of unraveling so much of my identity as part of who I am, is like going canoeing and having these dreams. And it's been like my life, literally half of my life. I started canoeing when I was 13. I'm 26 now. Mm-hmm. So like, how do you decide when it's time to stop? But I felt like I'd given so much of my like mental energy to injuries and to canoeing. And I said, like at the end of a World Cup last year, I said to my coach, like, if you've got a certain number of beans to give something, I feel like I've spent my canoeing beans. Mm-hmm. So kind of after taking a little bit of a step back and speaking to psychologists and speaking to like all my like support team and stuff, like literally in the last month, I've realized that I'm much more excited about other things and other projects and making like a bigger difference than I am about going canoeing.
Were you sad about when you made the decision?
Yeah, I think so.
Because one thing that I've learned recently is that just because something makes you sad doesn't mean it's the wrong thing to do.
Yeah, 100%.
I'm here with my wife.
These are
today.
Honestly, this wisdom. It's like a counselling session.
I just figured that out recently though, because I'm like, I want happiness all the time. And it just because if something makes you sad doesn't mean it's the wrong thing.
Definitely.
Ailey might have a bit of a sad girl summer this year, but she's made space for the future now. Here's another quote for you. Tyler, the creator, once said,
"You gotta close a door to open a window."
And that window is wide open now. Before she makes her next moves, Ailey wants women and girls to know a couple of things about the sports world.
They belong there. They have every right to be there as much as anyone else. Doesn't matter what they look like, how much experience they've had. The actual sport does not discriminate. It's just the people in it. So dream as big as you want, whether you want to go to the Olympics or whether you want to go and make one friend, like dream as much as you want and do it.
You know what? It's a shame that baby Amber didn't get to hear that advice. Maybe I wouldn't have worried about my strong legs and being an Olympian by now. I guess we'll never know because I dropped out. Ailey doesn't want any women or girls to drop out of sports for reasons like mine again.
Sometimes a sport isn't for someone, but that doesn't mean sport in general isn't for someone. So if that's you, then I would say go and try another sport. Like there's so many out there. I bet you've not tried canoe slalom. And I'd say if you love the sport, but it's the other things that are in it. So in your case, you loved gymnastics, but it was how it was making you feel you didn't like, then raise your voice. And I know that that's scary. I don't say that without appreciating how hard that is, particularly when you're young. But raise your voice, tell someone, because I'd say that a lot of the time the coaches there won't know how you're feeling. So they might be able to change something. And if they don't change something, go to someone else. Sport's there for you, and don't let anything like take away you doing something that you really want to do.
Mm-hmm. Because I think I didn't even tell anyone.
Ah, really?
Yeah. But also on the flip side, if you've used all of your beans, then sometimes it's time to go.
Yeah.
You said, Aria.
Exactly.
So it's okay to leave when you've used all of those beans. It's
exactly.
Fine.
There's other things to put your beans towards.
Yeah, exactly. Ailey isn't sure about what she's going to be spending her beans on next. I think she might be spending some of them on Duolingo because she's learning Spanish at the moment. Now, I've used Duolingo for Spanish, and wow, that app is very aggressive. Duolingo wants you to learn that language by force. She's probably going to need it for when she travels to South America.
So my future plans, I think they're definitely unfolding. I've been doing some work with some charities, doing like school talks, and maybe I'll go traveling for a bit. But I think like ultimately I want to work in like creating opportunities for women and girls or sport and like refugees. I just want to like give back, and I'm not quite sure what that looks like at the moment.
Yeah.
But for Slalom Inspires, like I've been at some of the races the last few weekends, and everyone's like, "What are we doing Slalom Inspires this year? What's going on?" So there are some like potential things like in the making. What's really hard is it's all voluntary. It's like a voluntary organisation. So we're maybe going to do like a event like abroad this year, like one in Spain, and try and get like girls from all over the world to come to it. And I'd love the idea of like expanding it to different countries. but there's lots of like maybes, and I don't know. I have a project idea.
No maybes. You manifest what's going to happen.
I need to do that.
It is going
to
happen.
It used to go in the journal.
Yeah.
But I have an idea of like how I could increase opportunities for women and girls of colour into canoeing, which I'm applying for like grants and funding for. I'd have like hubs across the UK, like probably one in London, like Birmingham, somewhere in the north, like maybe Newcastle. Let's do Newcastle. And then in Glasgow. And we'd like work with community centres to have like come and try it sessions for girls in canoeing. And we'd bring them all and to and like work with local clubs as well to ensure, I guess, the sustainability of the project. We have the Canoe Slalom World Championships in London in 2023. My idea was to run like summer sessions for these different hubs and train some of like local leaders to be like canoeing coaches, and then we'd like bring all the hubs together and do like a celebration event at the World Championships so they could meet athletes from all over the world.
Yeah.
Maybe try and pull some strings, see if they could like get tickets to the Olympics to watch the canoe slalom and basically integrate it into the clubs. That's my idea, which I would absolutely love to run.
That's really cool. So it sounds like Ailey's work isn't done yet. She's determined now, more than ever, to get women and girls to experience the truth, magic, and unity sports can bring for a better tomorrow. Maybe it's time I got into canoe slalom.
If my knees could take it.
But before I try that, I've got to thank the players. Not the cheaters, the National Lottery players, for raising £30 million a week for good causes, including sports from grassroots to elite level. Elite, like Ailey Gibson. And that's where amazing starts.